Mark.
Hey Mike, what's going on? Thanks for
Not
having me.
much. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. Having a great Friday. Lovely
Good.
California.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mark, I'm gonna, basically run over a series of questions with you today, and I know you're a big influencer in this community that we live in, and kind of wanted to ask you, who are some people that are influential in your life?
Ooh, that's a great question. Honestly, my grandma and grandpa were very influential in my life. They kind of taught me how to act, how I should be received in the world, but also how I should treat the world. My uncle was a very large one in my family. Very much just trying to keep you centered in the world, trying to make sure that you know what you're going for and what you're doing, and try and treat everybody good. Those were influential people in my life.
Yeah, I feel like in times past, as we've had conversations, that I feel like you've mentioned your grandparents, or especially your grandfather in particular, who's been quite influential in the sense of kind of just teaching you about how to live your life and the specific quality you'll need to possess to survive in this world. And you think you could expand a little bit about, that in itself?
Well, I sure can. For instance, Grandpa was very much a hard worker, but he was also family oriented and a religious man. He was very much a big thinker. He liked to ask questions and get answers, but he also liked to put forth dedication. Like I told you in our previous conversations, at 67, he was tree trimming avocado trees. It wasn't an easy job. It was a hard task, but he was very much a go-getter, and that kind
Yeah.
of taught me how I'm supposed to be in my life. It was very much, don't shy away from a job. Take responsibility, make sure that you get it done right, and make people happy with it. So with that being said, he was very much a leader in that kind of sense.
Yeah, I think that's good to definitely have some type of person in your life who was a leader. I feel like we need mentors, and I feel like today we're lacking that sense of that in itself with the young generation. I feel like they definitely need a mentor. And you talk about, I've heard you talk about him in the past, how strong he was. So I just wanted to expand on that with you, and in a sense, and just see where he, how, important of a role model he was for you in your life. And so,
Right, right.
yeah, definitely.
Well, and it's like I told you the story about he was trimming our trees in our backyard. He ended up falling off of a 6-foot ladder and busting open his head. And I was on the computer in my parents' room. I see him fall over, and then I see my grandma run out trying to help him. She's scared, and the man literally, calming down his wife, telling her, calm down and get me something so I can wipe my face off and clean myself off. This man had hit bricks. He had cracked open his head. And with that kind of strength to calm somebody else down, don't worry about me and let me clean myself off. It's just, it's eye-opening. It's an experience that I don't think a lot of people get to see. And it definitely changed me.
I feel like that's just like for him, experiences, like he's had some hard experiences in his life to kind of make him like that, because not all men are like that anymore today. I mean,
Definitely.
he a man, it sounds like a definitely a hard man of responsibility, that's for sure.
For sure. Hard man. And we always talk about people going through the school of hard knocks. And he definitely did. He had a hard life. it was definitely not easy. So for him to survive and thrive was very, very humbling, because a lot of people around here nowadays, you know, they try to thrive off of the easy work. It's always the path of least resistance. It's you know, the quick fix. And my grandfather was not about the quick fix.
No, there's no such thing as a quick fix, that's for sure.
Exactly. And so, and with that, you know, he was very much a man. You put forth the work and you put in the effort, and that's how you reap the rewards. And that really stuck with me.
I like that. Good qualities to have, definitely good qualities to have, and good to pass down, especially to a grandson or anyone for that matter. I feel like we're lacking a lot of that in today's society, in a sense of any type of moral integrity or quality today. People are just, you know, we're living such a fast paced life today, and people aren't really, you know, taking consideration about one another and how to treat one another. And so I think on that topic, I want to expand with you on something else real quick.
Sure. Very quickly. One thing I wanted to put into that as well, just to expand that idea, is I feel like our youngins are not paying attention to our elders. And that was one of the things that I was taught, is that you respect and listen to your elders, because they already have some of the information. They've already lived a life. So they have information to give you. And all you have to do is sit there and absorb it.
Exactly. I think a lot of the youth, and even when I was younger, I don't think, even at a younger age, me personally realized that until I got older, to really realize, like, I felt like as I got a little older, that I had more of a connection with people that were older than me.
Right.
So I think when you're in your teens, you don't really realize this, and this is kind of up to your parents to kind of make this a point to understand, for them to explain to their children to respect their elders, and to, you know, with that being said, I mean, there is a lot to learn from them, and I feel like today at a much older age, that's so true.
It is. Like, it really is.
There's so much knowledge to get out of someone who's lived on this earth for such a long period of time, their experiences. So this is a good thing to pass down. The younger generation really needs to take, you know, a good stronghold on this. And
right.
But you know, I think we expanded a little bit in the past about one thing that if there was one thing that you could potentially take away from this life, if there was one type of thing that you could take away that you felt would make it better, what would that one thing be? And I don't mean for you, but for everyone. Like,
this is a personal question.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, it's definitely a personal question, but I mean, it definitely helps everyone else. You know, yeah, this is related to you, which it could be completely different to the next person.
Definitely.
But
I think that honestly, the one thing that I take from this life is that especially with how we can communicate nowadays, communication is the key. It's really about talking to anybody and everybody that's willing to give you information. That's the one thing that I try to take from this life. I feel like information is power. Information is key. And you should never disregard someone's information by their look or by their past life experience. You never know. And so to just completely disregard somebody like that, it's you're almost doing yourself a disservice, because you have no idea what that person has lived through, and you can make a snap judgment, and then you just lost out on a lot of good information.
Right.
And I feel like that's the one thing in this life that people are missing, is information from other people. We're very, very used to going on the internet nowadays and just looking something up and proving someone wrong. But that's not necessarily the case. That's not what we need to be doing. It's not who's right. It's get all the information, right and wrong, so we can have a better idea of what's going on and then make an actual judgment on it.
Right.
And I feel
exactly.
Like, I feel like that's the most pertinent thing. Information and all of it, bad and good, all information.
I would agree. I don't think all of us out here are all as well informed as some others. Me included, I feel like I could probably even be more informed, even though there is a lot out there to see. So,
you know, and it just takes the time to take, you know, just to look at stuff and then ask some questions. I feel like people these days are scared to ask questions because they don't want to look stupid, or they don't want to look uninformed or something of that nature. And really, you have to take that and put it to the wayside and understand that if you don't ask questions, you'll never understand. So ask every question you can, even if someone's going to think, oh, well, this guy just has no idea what's going on. Well, that's fine. Maybe you don't know what's going on. Ask the question.
Exactly. Well put with that. So today's society is, you know, quite fast and quite, you know, moving quite rapidly.
Yeah.
And I feel like, what is it that you could, what do you think that you could be doing better to improve the world?
Okay, well, that's a good question too. Well, there's a lot that could be done to improve the world, but it's hard at a personal, see, that's a hard personal question, because for instance, I try to talk to people, I try and, you know, give information and get information, get critical thinking going, have people understand what's going on around them. I feel like that's probably one of the best things that I can do, just because I'm not in a position like a business owner or something of that nature where I can actually make more of an impact on society. But I feel like just right now with myself, talking to every person I know and even people I don't, talking to complete and utter strangers, get the information out there. I feel like bringing this country together again would really help us in the world. I feel like America has become very separated, and we're very used to judging people on where they came from, their ethnicity, what they believe, where we really should just say, hey, it's another human, and we should talk to each other and figure out what's really going on.
Yeah, I feel like that's the big picture right now with everybody in America. Like, it's just, we're all going in the wrong direction. I feel like there, we need to be, you know, becoming a little bit more united with one another. There's a lot of separation going on right now.
A lot of separation.
I mean, what is it that you can, you know, and I asked the question, what is it that you feel you can do to help that? And on a local level, even at that, with yourself and the people in your city. I mean,
on a local level, I try to treat people kindly, you know, and this is a strange one for people to think about, but being the fact that I live in California, there's a lot of people on the road. So treating people on the road nicely helps. It gets people more established to seeing people that are going to be courteous on the road, waving to people, saying hello. You know, and also I tend to look at homeless people and how many I see. And if you can help a homeless person, even with a meal, you'd be so surprised at how gracious that person would be. And ultimately, that's what we need to do. We need to look at the bottom of our society and start pulling them up to our level. Instead of pushing more people down and away, we need to bring people closer and in and to our level, and so we can advance the whole civilization instead of just a few people in the civilization.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, it definitely takes it takes a lot of people and a lot of willpower for people to get out there and really, you know, get into your community, be proactive, you know, just try to do some good things.
Yeah. I feel like this country has lost sight of humanity in the sense
that we
have so much of it. So we're not worried about finding people, because you will always find people. And that's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is we need to make sure that all people are on the same level so we can advance.
Well, I think we've expanded on this in the past about how I feel like the one thing that's lacking is the kindness and love. And I feel like, as simple as it sounds, it's not that simple. I mean, I think if we can all get a movement to work on everyone to try to at least be kind to one, at the minimum, one person a day, every single person, just that in itself. I don't see that as being such a big task, but it definitely would help in the right direction to trying to improve this society.
Most definitely. I feel like kindness has been thrown to the wayside. It's all about personal gain and monetary value. And we need to look at a society value. We need to be able to say, you know, we're helping these people that are struggling get up to our level so that we can further advance our society together.
Exactly.
And the worst part of it is that the more people we push aside, the more potential genius minds we're losing, because we're not testing them.
Exactly. Testing. Yes. Well, I guess, you know, how can we make better human beings of ourselves? Yeah, basically, I mean, this could be a whole nother topic and podcast, but
and this could definitely go on to a religious point of view. It can go on to there's many different venues that we could hit with this topic, but ultimately it's a love for yourself. And if you have a love for yourself, you can share that love with the rest of society. And that's, I feel like a lot of people miss out on that. They don't care about themselves, or they don't feel as strongly about themselves as they should. And that's a problem.
Yeah, that's such a great point. Yeah, I guess you're right. A lot of people maybe really don't value themselves that highly.
Right, right. And if we could instill that value upon them and make them understand that you, even though you are a completely different person, you are still valuable and have something that you can add to society, it would make them feel less not controlled, but I would almost say less how to put this properly, disassociated with society, especially like homeless people. They don't feel like they contribute because they're not a part of society, but also society won't allow them in. And I feel like if we could change that look, that outlook upon that, we would be able to do some great things. Humans are a very smart creature. We have the ability to do many great things, but to save ourselves is the hardest.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're definitely getting deep into the point with this. And I want to thank you for definitely commenting on that. And I just had a couple more final questions for you. And I wanted to just expand a little bit, as I didn't ask you up front. Mark, do you have any hobbies you like?
Hobbies. I like drawing. I like video games. I often like going on the internet and just browsing random information, whatever kind of topic suits me at the time. Those are fun things. I like looking around. I really like paying attention to what's going on around me. That's a hobby all in its own. It's kind of an odd one, but mostly just seeing what's around me and then drawing it or or act upon it in a game. That would be my best, my biggest hobbies.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I want to thank you very much for being on the podcast this afternoon. And folks, this was Marky Mark P. And thank you again. And you have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that I could join your first podcast. And hopefully I will be joining on here more often. And we could have some more intellectual conversations, which are another great thing. I feel like the more that people talk, the more that we can get out there and we can actually progress. And I feel like this is a great way to do it. So I'm very proud to be a part of this, and thank you so much for having me, and good luck to you, Mike.
I thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You too.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.